Welcome to episode 6, season 5. I'm Hunter Logan. This is Hunter Logan Unmiked. We're getting close to being in real time, which is where I've been wanting to get since we started. So I'm excited about that. So we're in July now, July of 21. And my buddy Steve Robertson gets asked to do a homecoming at New Covenant Baptist Church, Pastor Jack Jones. Now, this is in Clanton, Alabama. This is where last year we went, or I went, and played that church. This is the same church that I went and helped Steve with the benefit, which is back in one of the previous episodes we talked about. It's the place where I did Shack Up with the Devil for the first time. Well, this time Steve would get not only me, but he would get Randy Fincham. He would get Scott Roberts, who he had worked with before in another band, who's a great piano player and singer. And there'd be a few other guests that would show up and perform. Of course, they had great food there. But it was also a homecoming for me, too. Like I told the church, I said, and the pastor there, Brother Jack Jones, who is a great, great guy. In fact, the first time we were there, when we were there for the benefit, he asked me to stay over and do Sunday morning. And that was the first time I'd ever did a church service, believe it or not. But I was obedient. And I stayed. But this time, as I let them know, it was a homecoming for me too. Because that's where I had debuted Shack Up with the Devil, which is the first song, the first Christian song that I wrote, and the first place that I performed it live. And now I had the CD. I had a complete CD. That started, that song started the CD. And it started there. That's what I told them. So I said, this is my homecoming too. Of course, they had great food. Afterwards, we visited. Steve's brother, who you've heard me often talk about, who makes that great cake. It's like crack for fat people. It's the only way I know how to describe it. He brought me one. I was so excited. That stuff, man, I can't. I don't share it. It's just so good. I hoard it all for myself. I have never tasted anything as good as that cake. I don't know what he does, but it'll stay moist for weeks. And it's just so good with coffee especially, but just any kind of way. It's just good. So I was the recipient of another cake. Oh, man. And he never lets me pay for him. I'd be more than happy to pay for him, but he never lets me pay for him. Always blesses me with a cake when I'm around. That's Steve's brother, Johnny. And man, oh, I could do a whole episode on his cake. Johnny's cakes. Anyway, getting to go back to New Covenant Baptist Church was a great honor for me. And watching Steve do what he does, he's so unselfish. There were some artists that just dropped in and he conceded his time so they could perform, sing, however you want to look at it. But it was good to visit with my brother Jack Jones again, the pastor there. And he told me, he gave me an open invitation. He says, hey man, whenever you're passing through, let me know. You can come by and do a service. And I thought that was great. And I'm going to do that. Next time I'm passing through, I'm going to do that. I really will. Because that wouldn't be the end of doing a service. And I'll talk about that in an upcoming episode real shortly. Now, the homecoming weekend was great. It was great at the church. It was great. We spent the night, or we stayed the weekend, actually, at Steve's new home that he had got. And it was just fantastic, man. We had a great time visiting, hanging out. It was just wonderful. When I get back, it's August. Now that I have these songs and a CD, it's time to find a place to play. It's time to find a place to do these songs. is what good is it to have these songs and you can't get them out anywhere? So I start on the songwriter's shack, which I know the Lord impressed upon me to do. Now the songwriter's shack is going to be a 30-minute program, and it's going to be filmed. It's not going to be filmed live, but it's going to be filmed and then edited and made into a show. What I start doing is I start repurposing some of the fence boards that the hurricane tore down. And it's a job. I didn't realize what kind of job this was going to be. And my first thought was to build like a cabin. I was going to get some pallets. Well, actually, I got some pallets. There's a truck that delivers next door, and he leaves the pallets out there. And anybody who wants them can take them. But I grabbed some of the pallets and got them in here, and I was going to make a stage. I was going to put the pallets down, put some luan on top of it. Then I was going to go ahead and build like a shed top, like a tin roof type thing, covering it. Make it like an outdoor porch. Then I got to thinking, I don't need to do all that. I can create the same thing by just putting wood on the front of the wall as it is now and the door and make that just look like a cabin, like a shack. I didn't want it to look new. I didn't want it to look old. I just wanted it to look like a shack. So I started repurposing the fence boards, and those things had been in the weather. They'd been on the ground, a lot of them. So they had algae on them. They had mud and everything. Now, I didn't want to high pressure wash them, make them wet. So I got some grinding wheels, put them on the drill, some of those nylon grinding wheels, and I got to grinding. And it was a mess, but they came out great. They came out really good. And I cut the rotten ends off of them, and then I put them on the wall, cut them to fit, trimmed the door out in them, put some instruments on the wall for decoration, and put a mailbox and a porch light, and then painted Songwriter Shack. It just came out really great. Set it up with the monitors, set it up with the chairs, the mics. It's what it is a stage. It's just an actual stage now where the Songwriter Shack can be filmed. And my plan was and still is to go ahead and do the songs that I have and invite another singer-songwriter in to do songs and give testimonies about those songs, tell how they came about, and then have a real cool segment on it too where we interact, me and whoever the artist is. So that took a couple of months to do. For the last half of the month of July and most of August, that's what I did. I worked on the Songwriter Shack and got it together. And it's ready to go. I mean, it is ready to go. Looks great. Sound is all ran. It's ready for the cameras. Cameras are ran. Everything is ready to go. Then God puts a halt on it. Now, I don't know what the halt is. I don't. I just know that it's come to a screeching halt. I just know I got it ready, and I can't go any further. God has just put a stop on it. And that's okay. Whatever God wants to do, I'm okay with. Now, at the end of August, we have the ICM Awards. Now, I'm not planning on going in the first place. It's in Sevierville. But my wife's cousins live in Pigeon Forge, and she hasn't seen them in a while. So we're going to go stay with them, visit them, and it's at the same time frame because that's going to be our anniversary, right? So we're at the end of August, 1st of September, of course, is my birthday, but the 5th of September is our wedding anniversary. And Roy had been talking to her cousins who live in Pigeon Forge. And she wanted to go see them, and she'd been wanting to go to Pigeon Forge. So about the time we're going, end of August, same time the ICM Awards are going on, which I said I wasn't going to. But since it was around the same time, there was no reason not to go. So we went. I'm very glad I went to the award show. And not because we won, and we did. We won Station of the Year for 2019. And then I won Radio Personality for 2019 and 2020. So that was awesome. But there were some relationships that needed repairing. I'll just leave it at that. And God is a great restorer, let me tell you. None of us are perfect, and we all have to practice forgiveness. Always try to remember, forgiveness is mainly for you, not the other person. I know it seems backwards, but it's really true. Forgiveness is for you, so that you can go on. I just thought I'd throw that in there. That's not going to cost you anything. So we went to the award show. It was a great time. Now, we were getting ready to go and enjoy the rest of our time there, but we had to leave early because there was a hurricane coming. Now, my wife calls me the human barometer, self-proclaimed meteorologist. And for some reason, I know when they're coming and when they're not. I know when they're bad and when they're not. And she even said it. I hate to admit it, but he's right. He's never been wrong yet. But because they were projecting it, that it was coming our way, I said, it's not coming our way. So we drove back to Jennings, did the hurricane preparedness thing, put everything up, tidied everything up. Now, I didn't board up the office. I'm done with that. Next hurricane comes through, they can wipe the office out. It's just, I'm done with that. The roof's leaking, bills, it's just, I'm done. We need a new building. We really do. But anyway, the hurricane never came. In fact, we didn't even get, we might have got a sprinkle or two. It never came nowhere close to us, which I knew. It's just something I know. Something I know. So all in all, after this award show, I am now a 10-time Radio Personality of the Year, and our station is 8-time Station of the Year. And it's always great to be recognized. But none of that has anything to do with what God has called us to do. And none of that recognition really belongs to me. It's a team effort because God assembled a team to help me. But all the glory goes to God, every bit of it. So I'm not smart enough for any of it. But I'm very blessed and I'm very grateful that He allows me to be used. We serve a great God, folks. And He loves you. And I love you. And I'm going to leave it right there. Hey, check me out on social media. Hunter Logan, music page, Reverb Nation. Of course, HLE Radio on Twitter. Still got the morning show going on. Troy Social, you can check us out. Hey, until we see each other again on the radio, remember, Duke 28-2.